the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the most Catalactica podcast for the freshest, dopest, illest, stupidest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 137. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Fuck You, sitting there with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. William M. Holler in the building. No.
Hey, Germ, we got somebody else on the show, man.
Oh, who else on the show, man? It's usually you and
fix
me.
Fix your posture.
GQ Blue?
Nah. Fix your posture, man. Straighten up.
Oh. Why I got to straighten up, man?
Button up that top button, too.
Oh, man. What's going on, man? I mean, no. Damn. Taking my shirt and shit? I mean, what's
going
on?
Yeah. Switch your shoes, too. No Jordans.
Oh, man. Shit, man.
You got to put on them motherfucking Bostonians today, bro.
The double straps got with.
You got to go with them with some Bruno Mollies or something. The killer shoes today. The boss is in, man.
Oh, shit.
Be Easy's on here, man. Say what's up to Be Easy. Be Easy, say what's up to the crew.
Y'all jackasses. What's up? It's Be Easy, a.k.a. Young Bear White, a.k.a. Mike Awesome. I don't got no a.k.a.s today, man. I'm just happy to be here, man. You know how many posts I could be doing right now?
I understand that we're tearing away from the site. I just got to know right now. We got to kill the rumors. Are you doing this from jail?
I mean, you know, not right now. Yeah.
Okay, shit. The people was worried about you, man. They saw the post, but they ain't heard your voice, so they thought we had like hired a fake Be Easy or something for the site.
Nah, never that.
What brings you out to hang up with the Scalawags and the Lowlights?
I don't know. I'm at home, and I've been meaning to get to the show. Well, people don't know this, but I was supposed to be on the Frocast, and I'm in the Fro Horseman, and we got the schedules messed up. So now, you know, I'm on this show, and it started kind of us three, you know, kind of. So it was you first, then me and Germany. We started doing three together, so it feels only right.
Yeah, you know, we wrapping up the year. You know, we only got like one or two more shows for this year. let's just go ahead and be honest to the people.
Yeah.
We got Thanksgiving coming up next week, so we ain't recording shit for y'all next week.
Understandable.
The week after that, I will be out of town.
No, the Frobot doesn't like Thanksgiving. He might come through.
Hold on. Whoa. You going out of town again?
Hey, man, I got to go see my folks. I ain't seen my people since last year.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that a bad thing or a good thing?
I'll tell you when I get back. Haven't figured that part out yet. And then Christmas is coming up, so we don't really fuck with y'all in December, so that's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say me being on the show is the equivalent of Vince looking at the ratings and saying, you know what, we need to do something to bump these ratings.
Damn.
Up. And no chance in hell, and then I walk out.
God damn. It couldn't be an episode would be easy without slander.
Of course.
And it might have something to do with the 5-star rating. Is that why you're on the show?
It needs to be talked about. Shout out to GQ Boo, man. It needs to be talked about. Yeah. The Big Crit, Catalactica, his second album has the third 5-star rating in Nappy Afro history.
We're just giving out 5 stars right now.
Just giving them
like
out,
it.
Man.
I mean,
Rick Ross about to get one, just so y'all know.
I already knew that. When I saw who was reviewing it, I was like, yeah, buddy, this is about to happen.
Rick Ross about to get him a 5, just so you know.
Who reviewing the Rick Ross album?
Well, it's not Saul Wright. So,
I don't know.
I know that took away like 90% of the chance to get a 5-star. Saul Wright ain't doing it. Shit, it might actually get a real rating, but it's not me. So it's not me, and it's not Easy, because Easy only give out 1 5-star. His life, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, if you go by the, because you know, me and Jeremy was talking about the whole.
Shit, that was some slander.
No, we were talking about the whole structure of Nappy Afro.
Uh huh.
And he compared it to Cash Money.
I'm scared. Go ahead.
Okay, me and Jeremy are Baby and Slim. Right.
Okay.
I think he wants to be Baby, I'll be Slim.
Probably.
I don't know why. And then the Hot Boys. is me, Germ, you, and DQ.
Okay, I can go with that.
Okay, then Cash Money is their early group. Uh-oh. That's the Bloods, the Quanises, the niggas that was like day one who didn't stay around long. Like a niggas in Cash, like a lot of niggas Cash Money, the first one, you know.
Okay.
And then it's Young Money.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And that's Dub and all them dudes that came, like, you know. And then it's Rich Gang.
Oh, shit.
And that's the niggas I just brought in.
Oh, damn. Like that?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, you know, lifestyle's a hit.
I think you just fired the whole new crew.
No.
If the boss comes on the shit on you on the show, I think you just fired him.
I can't put them in the damn the original crew. That's just how they came out.
Damn. I can't argue with that, sir. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
No, but you know, what I was saying was, you didn't get a 5-star review. GQ didn't get a 5-star review. I gave a 5-star review. I guess it's time for Germ to give a 5-star review.
It's about time. So let's get it out the way, Germ. Go ahead and just do the review right now.
Ross, 5 stars.
There we go.
You only got write it up now, man.
Yeah. only the real fans would get that review. You listen to the goddamn show that you got the review. If you don't, fuck you. Don't mess with us anyway.
All right, so RG3, tell everybody what this review happened.
Come on.
Right now.
That's our.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe that RT3 is all right, man. There's no way he can. It's all right, man. It's
hey,
all
right. Hey, day one fans. But look, though, no, I'm sorry, I got cut off track. The big crit review. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just what do you think? I mean, I heard the album. You heard the album, Germ. You heard the album. What do y'all think about the review?
Germ, I remember the first time Germ heard the album. He called me. He was like, "Man, big crit. He needs to stop being boring." First thing he told me.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump in on y'all's review, so.
No, I just remember him saying it, and I remember he does have a point. I do think that I understand the feeling behind it. Like, I understand that Big Crit is somebody who takes a lot of time on his music. It felt like Outkast. I mean, just because it felt like Outkast, I mean, it's classic, but it did have a feeling of Outkast on a lot of those songs. You know what I'm saying? The intro kind of sounded like the intro to, like, ATL song or something. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that shit sounded great. And I think, I told GQ himself, I think that we all want him to win. We all want Big Crit to win. Because, you know, not only is he Southern and he's a nice guy, it feels like he cares a lot. You know, and plus he's a double threat. He produces and raps, and he does both of them well. But I think there were just so many times where I, like, just didn't care about a song. Like it's a few songs, like, I don't care. It's good. I don't care. It's good. But, I mean, the main reason this can't get 5 stars, the main reason I would never give it 5 stars, Mount Olympus is not on the album.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that one. I listened to the album a few times. I was like, am I missing it? Did I just not get the official copy? It's just not on there. And that
But you bought it from the store, so all right. So how can you not get the official copy?
Well, you know, you download some stuff sometimes.
Whoa.
Hey, let me finish. You buy it, but you download it. I got the digital copy from my Google Play, and I thought maybe I didn't get the deluxe version.
Yeah, and I Spotify'd it.
Oh, well, that shit, you know, that's killer music right there. Spotify is destroying the music game. Taylor Swift said, "Fuck Spotify."
when you said we could sell almost 1.5 million the first week, you can tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Pretty much, I think she grabbed her crotch when she did it. She said, "Spotify, clitify."
She said, "Take all my goddamn music off that shit today." Most times they do that shit, it take a couple of days. They took that shit out in one day.
Yeah, she said, "Make it happen." You can't fuck with the Taylor Swift game, man. She's right up there, like with the gay gang. The Natural Women gang, Taylor Swift gang, all of the Beehive, all of them motherfuckers is right there. They've all surpassed Rihanna's Navy.
I love that you said the natural Women gang. The Natural Hair gang is a damn crazy.
You will get fucked up, Ralph. Hey, dog, for real. Don't question a woman looking at a brush in the store. You get your ass whooped, dog. So, 5 stars. I didn't think it was a 5-star album. I agree with pretty much everything you said, Easy. It just feels, it feels good, but it's a moody ass album.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just put that shit in like RT Run the Jewels 2. Mm-hmm. Put that shit in, no problem, anytime.
That makes me mad, though. I mean, not in a bad way. I just get upset. It's like Ice Cube.
It definitely has some past Detroit to it.
And I just get upset when I listen to Run the Jewels. It's a good album, but I don't even like the electric vibe of it. I had to get into that, but yeah, I do like it.
I think the arrangement's kind of fucked up on that album, which is why I don't put it above Rhapsody. But
yeah,
it's a good album. This one is a good album. You could put it in, and you definitely know Crit listens to UGK. He listens to Outkast. I feel like the speaker dedication on this album is a little Magic Mike.
If
you're not giving any Magic Mike album a 5, I don't think you can get this a 5. That's how I feel about it.
and everybody, all the youngins, Magic Mike was a bass hip hop artist back in the day. We're not talking about strippers in the movie.
Oh my god! Thank you for that clarification. I totally missed that. That's an old head. I'm sorry. Yeah, if you don't know, you know, Nemesis, Munchies for Your Bass, and shit like that.
You love that Munchie for Your Bass.
Hey,
that's shit, bro.
Hey, sign up to be a creep for a second. Have y'all seen Big Chris's girlfriend?
No.
Kind of very, very pretty. Like, you know, listen, no shit on this on Crit. I don't think he could have got it without the deal. I'm just saying it.
Damn.
Did you see Shanika Adams pictures that leaked online this week?
Athens stand up and be easy stand up, if you know what I mean. No, I'm not pausing that shit.
Jerm, what did you think about the 5-star rating?
Like I said, I was surprised. Like you said, you know, out of the three, I'm surprised at all three of the 5-star ratings, but I understand it's new age classic, so I get it. You know, Catalactica, yeah, it's going to have to grow on me. Still not Crit best project. I believe Crit was here still his best work. And so, and I stand by that. But, you know, congrats, GQ Blue. You just made history, get in the comments, you know, people gonna get at you. But you know, as long as you stand in the paint, you know what I'm saying, you'll be all right, man. You'll be all right, man. So
you know, it's funny because I he tried not to sample. I think he only had like 2 or 3 samples on this whole album, if that.
Right.
And I remember he said that he was gonna because you know, like the first time he did it, the first album was supposed to sound different. I heard like an early version of Live from the Underground. It had like a lot of samples on it, but then when it came out, he had to take all those away. Either he didn't have the money to pay for it, or either he just couldn't clear them.
Probably
both. So I know, and I think sampling is one of Crit's, you know, his strengths. And I know that takes money out your pocket when you do that. But I think it's one of his strengths. So I give him props for trying to go the no sample route. But you know.
It's, hey, go ahead. Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, you good, man? Go ahead, Jern.
It's just like I just feel like those artists that produce and rap, I really hate when they do the bulk of the production when they carry the load too much, because I feel like you're taking away, because you can't make a dope beat and a dope rhyme. I mean, I know you can do that, but the chance of you doing that 9, 10, 11, 12 times on one album is slim. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like artists like Crit, J. Cole, you know, Kanye. Niggas, Kanye, like, you know, like sometimes they just overdo it. You know, like the rhymes be there, but the beat be slacking, or the beat be there, and the rhyme be slacking. It's like, rarely do you get them coming together perfectly every time. So, you know, I know J. Cole got it. Well, we'll talk about that later. So, So, yeah, that's the one of the problems I have with Crit. Like, sometimes the beats and the rhymes, you know, he's doing too much, man. So, you know.
I feel like what you're saying is what I was about to say, is that I think that we've entered that realm of hip-hop, since this is certainly not the golden era, where...
Oscar it is.
Hey, I'm just saying. Okay.
Hey, Oscar, holler at me, man. Oscar don't fuck with us no more, I don't think, man. I think.
All right, ran him off, man.
You know what, though? I will say this. If you still here good, if that ran you off, you weren't supposed to be here anyway. There's no disrespect. If that ran you off, you supposed to, because that shit happened. If you say something like that. Huh?
That was lightweight, too.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, we didn't, you know, niggas done got threatened in the comment section. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, MF to the Depths told Peabody if he ever see him on the street, he catching the fade. That was the first hate mail we got on that Biafra, man. MF to the Depths said, Peabody, if I ever see you on the streets, I'm going to kick your ass, nigga. Told that nigga. So Peabody better not never go to Memphis, Tennessee and put his location in there. MF to the Depths is going to whoop your ass, man.
Yeah. God damn.
Yes.
I feel like we've entered the realm of hip-hop where the artists that take this shit too seriously can't please everybody. You got to pick a crowd. Yeah. I think Crit is one of those artists that will never, as much as we love him, pause, will never go platinum and will never get the recognition that he's supposed to get because he takes this shit too seriously. Wale, same thing. They hate, as hard as Wale tries, they hate him even more. So the better his song is, the more they hate that.
Wale's the easy target, though, man. Come on, man.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, Wally gets upset really quick about some shit.
He makes himself like, you know, come on,
way
man.
Too seriously. But then you got motherfuckers out here like Riff Raff. Yeah, niggas is riding for Riff Raff. Big Smoke. He got a TV show.
Yeah.
So, Lil B.
Oh, my God. How did Lil B even happen?
Lil B and Riff Raff have been to Atlanta and both sold out two shows.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
No problem selling out.
Meanwhile, Outkast comes to Austin to do a show, and they sound ain't even right. you know what I'm saying?
Run the Jewels come to Atlanta. They doing a little smaller venue.
Nigga, they came to Athens. I was like, why nobody told me?
Wasn't it? Big Crit was just in. He came to Atlanta not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sold out, but it was a small venue. It wasn't like he went to Phillips or nothing like that.
Big Crit is like Wale. The problem with them is that their core fan base is good, but it's never gonna be huge. and you see with like Big Crit sold just as much as Live from Underground, so he sold almost the exact amount. So he did all this stuff, all these videos, all these singles, you know, all these features. He made Pay Attention is a good radio song.
However.
But nobody is like, okay, exactly. Whatever.
However.
However.
What else can you do? Rhapsody giving away better albums than most of these niggas are selling.
Yeah.
However. It's just, that's what it's going to be. Nicki Minaj gives you an album of remixes, ain't released no new material in 3 years, and that shit, you know, sells, and she don't even have a shit in the store. Beyonce giving you albums. I'm just saying.
You sound better, Sarah. You sound better. You sound like a backpacker with a dusty backpack on that's mad at the mainstream niggas that's moving units.
That's accurate. That's exactly what a rapper is right now.
Can I say something though? Yep. This year, ain't nobody moving units except Taylor Swift. Ain't nobody went platinum except Taylor Swift this year. So
who we blaming now? Whose fault is it that nobody's moving out with Taylor Swift?
The
Obama?
Mute.
Come on, man.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks. Appreciate that shit.
Between Obama and Jameis Winston, it's one of their faults, man. Come on.
Jameis Winston.
Hey, quick side note, though. It is an interview out there out of nowhere about not even talking about Rhapsody. Like, he basically saying, you know, she's the leader of that whole crew, you know, of his whole artist. She's the one, and I thought that was really cool because I've never heard a woman leading a roster in all the other people are guys. Never heard that.
Sorry.
JD was a rapper also. Night One never rapped. Well, he has rapped before, but he rapped like twice.
He got a whole album.
I know he rapped. No, him?
It's him and one of the motherfuckers. One of them collabo albums.
No. Yeah, he rapped on like one song with that Buckshot album. He never rapped with that MERS. He said, I think he rapped like twice.
And
it was like mostly Chuck D shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One, the two, the, you know, it's like, you know, he and then he'll stop rapping and nigga come in.
He's still making albums too, by the way.
Who?
Nah, Chuck D ain't make, nah.
Yeah,
stop
he do, yeah, he, yeah, I just saw a video
stop,
for him.
Stop it, man.
I just saw a video for him last week. Yes, he is, you're right.
Yeah, right. Man. I'm just saying, they still, it's some cats still out there doing it, but you gotta be crazy as fuck to release an album nowadays. If you old school, there's no purpose.
Yeah,
no purpose. Like,
and there's no circuit for you, either, man.
There's nobody. 40-year-old niggas got regular 9-to-5 jobs. We're not coming to no concert at 10 o'clock.
I don't see some troubles on my mind.
And you know who I blame for that? Rakim. Once he came out with that last album, that last production, I was hurt.
Like, hold on,
letter, man. 18 letters.
Hold on, which one was Been a Long Time on?
Jesus Christ, is first or second?
No, because I love
that. 98,
99. Yeah, I love that song. I love that song.
Hey, man, but he came out with that Seven Seal, finally dropped it. We was like, no.
Oh, shit.
Boy. He was like, hey, he was on The Truth. Remember that song with The Truth?
Look, I'm not trying to turn this into a slander. Rakim. Jerm already in his zone.
Hey, Rakim at work right now. This nigga construction. That nigga got some Wolverine boots on right now, nigga. Niggas be like, yo, that nigga freestyling at lunch, like an 8 Mile and shit. We get some young niggas.
Get him raw. Get him raw.
Oh, you think you can rap, Young Blood? I bet you can't rap better than that Foreman down there. Ooh. Some of that old nigga that working the hey man, nigga on the end. Down there, yeah, the mixer down there. Yeah, the mixer down there. Yeah, I mean, you tell me.
He like Denzel in that new movie, The Equalizer and shit.
Oh, God.
Talk about how good he used to be. I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice. Y'all not going to slander him like that. We got some other slanderous topics.
Oh, can I ask you a question real quick? Be easy. The internet was buzzing yesterday about some Tink. I mean, what's going on with Tink, man? I mean, her Jay-Z and Rick Ross called, I guess it's one of Ross' songs on his album.
It was moving bass.
Yes.
I remember a while back ago, Charlamagne, the guy, because, okay, make a long story short, Timbaland went on The Breakfast Club, which is a morning radio show with Charlamagne the Guy, who else? Angela Yee and DJ Envy.
Yeah.
And he talked.
Power 105, man. Get it
Power
right.
105. For 5 minutes, he talked about the Aaliyah thing, and then for the rest of the time, he just raved about Tink. I heard of Tink before. I think she did a song with. Can't think who she did a song with, but anyway, she's like 19. I think she's been down with him since she was like 15.
Whoa!
She's been signed since she's been like 15. Okay. And I remember a while ago, Charlamagne was like saying he had heard some music from Timbaland. He had put it on Instagram, on Twitter, whatnot, and he would say he heard the song with Ross, Jay-Z, and Tink, and it was going in. And so then the song drops on Ross's new album, A Hood Billionaire, and it just got him and Jay-Z. So then they asked him when they played the other version, and Tink, and she was going in. She was going in. So yeah. And then she got another song with Charlamagne talking like he Dame Dash on the song. I think called Around the Clock, I think. I'm not sure. But yeah, she's like, I mean, anytime somebody gets excited about a woman rapping, especially a young woman who ain't showing her ass, I think that's a plus, and I don't want to sound, you know, all feminist, but I think that's a plus because
they
right
call
now,
a female Drake.
I mean, yeah, she can sing her ass off too.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about it is, though, we just talking about Rhapsody. That lane has been open for so fucking long. You know what I'm saying? The Lil' Kim lane, that's been took. You know what I'm saying? And in that lane, there's the Trinas, that's the Foxy Browns, that's the Iggy Azalea, that's the Nicki Minaj's. That other lane. That lane that Quantiva used to be in, or the MC Light used to be in.
Hard.
That lane been open. That lane been open.
What about Remy Ma? Was she in that lane?
No,
what
she's
lane?
In the other lane. She got a song called Conceited, and she talked about guy eating her out and all her other friends.
So she's in that lane with the mother chicks. Okay.
She is. But I think that other.
Well, yeah, of course Eve is in that
Rod
lane.
Rod Digger's got bars.
Yeah, whoa. but nobody had. First
Rod Digger's definitely in the other lane.
First of all, the thing that Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea and a lot of other girls got, they had a culture.
I think it looked like she smoked Black and Miles.
Look like.
Out the filter.
And drink Heineken's. Like. Out the bottle.
But no, I'm saying, but Tink has a backer. That's something that, I mean, much respect to Night Wonder. He's back of Rhapsody, but he's not a backer like Timbaland is. You know what I'm saying? And all the other women have had backers. All the big. You can't point to me a big female rapper who don't have a good backer, a male counterpart who's a good backer. And Tink has Timbaland. And Timbaland saying he'll put his whole bank account on her.
So you think
his bank account now or his bank account back?
His bank account now pretty good now. I mean he still was on the last Jay-Z album. You know he still does a lot of. You know a lot of
just Timberlake money back. So
yeah, yeah he still on just Timberlake album.
Yeah.
So he has money, but yeah. So he said he'll bet the whole bank account on Tink.
Yeah, I seen the internet was just gushing about her, man. I mean, I heard the song. I mean, it was I guess. I mean, are we wild because it's a female? Because if it's a dude spitting those same bars, I don't think I would have been wild. But well, I guess, I think, you know, she's that's young, the patriarchy. I think, yeah, well,
no, she's young, and I think
does she write her own shit? Does she write her own shit?
Yeah, how old is she?
19, allegedly.
She's 19, so she's legal.
Yeah.
Is she attractive?
That's all right.
Yeah, she's cute.
Why are you asking these questions? Why does it matter?
Because we just talked about Rod Digger, and we see how you did that, and we've seen how Rod Digger's career went commercially. So there's denying that looks matter.
Rod Digger said she made mistakes off loyalty in her career. Like, you know, hanging around Buster too long. Like, you know, she could have blew, you know what I'm saying? But she was like, she was sticking with flip mode. And if really? Buster said, if we was going to this, we going here. You know, because she was just like, you know.
So she's saying that flip mode held her back.
No, I guess she's saying that if she would have went with another company, yeah. But her being loyal and, you know what I'm saying, if Buster was like, yo, I'm going to take the whole company over here. We're going to go there. Boom, boom, boom. You know, bouncing around from here to there. You know, that's what, you know, kind of slowed everything down. Because like she said, she was like one of the only ones getting out and putting out. Like, nobody else was getting the album out.
Yeah, but yeah,
since but before her.
Star. You said they split star, wouldn't you?
I was not. I was. Oh. Nobody else is blown up. So it's not just about the crew you with. The way you look plays a factor.
She's a little rough on the edges, man.
Nigga, just said you look like she smokes car exhaust fumes.
I just said Black and Miles and she drink Heinekens and she opened them with her teeth. She don't use them all to open.
Hey, look though. How many female rappers can say they star opposite King B, the God Beyonce Knowles? She, you know what I'm saying? She star. She was a. You remember she was it called Carmen the Hip Hopper?
Stop it.
She was in that shit?
Yeah, she was like Beyonce homegirl.
Oh shit!
Didn't help. Still didn't help her career. So it didn't help anybody behind Split Star, right? You behind Split Star, and that didn't work. And you were alongside Beyonce, and that didn't work. I'm just saying.
I bet Beyonce paid money for that, so people stop talking about that. I bet she bought. I bet if it come out, she bought that whole movie from MTV. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked. She probably just bankrolled that shit and said, get the fuck out of here.
And burned the shit out of it.
It never happened. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like she did a Wendy Williams and start crying when people talk about that shit.
Speaking of Wendy Williams crying, did anybody watch the Aaliyah movie?
No. Yes. I watched it twice.
You watched it twice? So tell us. I didn't watch it. I mean, I'm not even going to say that. So don't worry.
Well, I will say that, you know those porn parodies?
Yeah.
It's that without the sex.
Okay.
Like a parody of a biopic?
Yes. No. If they would have had if they would have put sex in that Aaliyah porn parody, I'd be like, oh yeah, this makes sense. If it would have porn sex in it, I wouldn't not blink the eye. Like, oh, okay.
You realize there was no sex in it the first time you watched it. Mm-hmm. What made you watch it the second time?
Well, I watched it by myself first time. I watched it again in the background with somebody else. I think that huh?
That's where the sex happened the second time. There was sex in the movie. I get it. All right.
No, it's funny because, you know, like people keep saying because the casting, terrible casting, by the way. A skinny Missy Elliott, a skinny Timberland. You know, both of them was fat back then. Just want to put that out there. Both of them was chunky back then. R. Kelly didn't look like anybody.
Whoa, they cast R. Kelly?
Yeah. That happens. That's like, this is the problem with that movie. The thing with her and R. Kelly happens so fast. It's like it's kind of like it's the scene where they introducing her to R. Kelly. She's singing for R. Kelly, and then the next scene they're kissing, and you be like, "What the fuck happened?" And then the next scene, but you know, like I say this all the time, the reason I've said it before, not on here, I guess. The reason the family doesn't like the movie or don't want to make a movie like that is because they don't want that to be talked about. They don't want the R. Kelly situation to be talked about. If no R. Kelly situation talked about, there's no movie.
You're right. There's nothing to say. What the fuck are we going to talk about? Her coloring and then she died? Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Straight from recess and then she's on the plane? What the fuck are y'all talking about, man?
Oh, they don't even show the plane shit.
What the fuck is the movie about?
The last scene in the movie is her and Dame Dash. Now, Dame Dash is like 6'5 in this movie. I don't know what the fuck he's supposed to be, but wow. Dame Dash is like 6'5. And they're kissing, and they just kissing and talking how they gonna make a good marriage and shit like that. And then she get in the car and she wave by, and the credits start rolling.
Oh, okay. So Dame Dash made this movie. Yes. And is Tommy Hilfiger? Are there at least any good Tommy Hilfiger throwbacks?
No. The most thing you hear is that she was going to be. They talk about her getting ready to be in Romeo Must Die, and then talk about her being in the Matrix movies.
What? Yeah. It sounds like some bullshit. I'm glad I didn't watch this. Nah.
But I think it's a good hate watching. If you like hate watching stuff, I think it's a good move.
Nah, I'll save that for the motherfucking TV Music Awards.
I'm going to watch the Whitney Houston movie when it come out, too.
Oh, my God. There's no chance of that being good. And that's fucked up, because I like Yaya. She's pretty.
I know y'all. Look, first of all, have you ever seen The Kids All Right?
Nope. She's in that movie. Out.
Yeah, The Kids All Right. She's in that movie with the Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk. The new Hulk.
Gotcha.
And it's a scene where... It's a sex scene. It's pretty good.
I will be watching that this weekend.
Yeah. Just YouTube it.
Yeah. But yeah, there's definitely no reason to watch that shit. It sounds like so much for that shit. I guess we got a few topics we kind of need to talk about. But we got B-Eazy on here. So, you know, we kind of just got to flow with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of B-Eazy, your girl Sharnisha Taylor, man, she's back in the news. Now, we've been following her story along the podcast for a minute. You didn't tell me she was bankrolling your album, though. You didn't put that out there, bro. Why didn't you tell us that?
Well, Mike Will told me one beat would cost $10,000. And once I get that beat, we're going to be on.
Well, it sounds like you put down a deposit because she spent $6,000 on that shit. $6,000. If y'all don't know who Sharnisha Taylor is, listen to episode 134, 135, 136, and now 137. She allegedly was supposed to, she got $114,000. For people giving her money because she got caught up trying to get a job, left the kids in the car. People called the feds. All this shit happened. They got a GoFundMe together. She was supposed to put $60,000 into a fund for her kids. The rest of the money, she could have tooted. They didn't give a fuck what it was. She didn't put none of the money in there for her kids. And came out that she was spending about $4,000 a month on rent, and clothes, and Ciroc, and weed probably. I don't know if you could track weed sales. But then
maybe
it also
in Arizona.
Came out, maybe in Arizona, right about that. But it came out that she spent $6,000. Now, the way the story come out, she spent $6,000 on her baby daddy's.
Estranged baby daddy. Where was he at the time when she needed a fucking babysitter?
But why you he got to be the baby daddy?
Because that's what he was, because he's not a father because he wasn't around.
But he's only baby daddy when it's black folks. White people are just the kid's father, the other parent.
Look, white people don't have baby daddies. They stay, they keep the family together. They're not like us mongrels.
So white people just, once they have a kid, they just automatically married?
Yeah.
I didn't get that memo. I got you. So yeah, she spent $6,000 on that shit. Why do we keep caring about what she does with this money?
Because
y'all gave her the money.
Exactly. And that's why I told people, me and GQ Blue was like, yo, fuck that shit, man. You know, she need to have her kids taken, you know, and look what she did.
God damn, hold on. He said she need to have a kid taken away from her?
Yeah, because she couldn't take care of him. Remember we said that. We were just like, yo.
Hey, like, yo, it's rough, man. But isn't that investing? Look, if
and
you
then
don't...
she didn't, you know, then they gave her a job. She, you know, go for him. Like,
no, taking a job just fucked up. That's
no, they said have at least 7 jobs, and she didn't show up to any of them.
I can't defend that. You know, that's fucked up. But if isn't this investing? Is not very bright investing, but it's investing money. You think maybe you're going to get some money back, so you finish the album, he going to blow up, we paid.
So, you wouldn't give $5 for a rap album that invested any rap album right now. You know you wouldn't.
Nigga, I wouldn't go buy $5 worth of equipment for me to run. On the off chance that I would blow up.
Like we were saying the other day, who is these niggas still buying studio time? Like, whoa, yeah. don't. I mean, I thought everybody's studio was a computer, a microphone, and a damn room. I mean, I mean, that's all I see niggas rapping with now.
Yeah,
I don't know. Somebody gotta. I mean, you gotta feel like you're in the right environment for some niggas. I don't know. $6,000 is a lot when you ain't got no goddamn money.
Yeah,
you spend on studio time. Yeah.
I'm gonna take the opposite side for 1 second, just for.
Yeah, stick up for Sharnisha, man.
Okay, this is the first time I ever heard of any of this Kickstarter, GoFundMe, Indigo shit being controlled by a courtroom.
I guess because she was in jail because she was under
Right. I don't give a fuck. Listen.
She wasn't coming up on it in a good way, I guess.
Listen, we don't know what happened to that nigga that went to jail who was gonna be a model. He got some money.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to that the old white lady who got cussed out on the bus and started crying. She got money. She got more than this. And we don't know what happened to that money.
That white boy that made the potato salad?
He got, what, 40 grand, 60 grand?
Yeah, man, to make some potato salad. I ain't seen no part of that potato salad.
I've been waiting. I look in the mirror every day. I know it's months and months old, but I gave you $5 to give
it to me. I'm trying to get a spoonful.
Yeah, all I'm trying to say is it's just weird that now, you know, I didn't know this was court jurisdiction to go over. I guess donations, I guess. I don't know. But
probably the dumbass lawyer. Like, she probably got a public attorney, and that motherfucker said, look, we can get you off if you just commit to 60 grand. I'm going to take 40 anyway. You tell her you put 60 in, you get to keep the other goddamn 14,000. We good.
He said, I know you got it. I know you got it.
Since you got me, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking 40 off the top. Get done with the court case, I'm taking another percentage. And she probably just said, okay, whatever. I just can't go to jail for my babies, and was crying. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as she walked out of the courtroom, she went and bought a Bentley.
Mm-mm-mm. Y'all gonna make these white folks stop helping us out, man.
Yeah, right.
God damn it.
Don't we have to thank them for slavery and shit? Isn't that why we're good in athletics? What's the other bullshit I've heard?
We behind everything else, but we got entertainment and singing. We can dance the best still.
There you go, and that's because of the inbreeding, and that's why it happened. And they introduced us to Christ, so we won't go to hell. Yeah. So we owe the white people. That's what the story. That's how the story goes. Speaking of owing white people, hi Bill Cosby. His rap allegations won't go away.
Right. Rap.
Yeah, rap, rape, either one. Neither one is working. No, neither one is working for Bill Cosby. So, if I'm reading this right, he was never convicted of anything.
Never charged.
So this is all allegations, completely allegations.
Yeah.
So why y'all keeping Bill Cosby off Netflix?
Netflix, they pulled the shows off of TV Land and Nick at Night. He was going to, it was NBC, he's going to get a new show with NBC, they dropped that.
Why aren't the white people helping Bill Cosby? He was like killing us for them, wasn't he? We got to pull our pants up, we ain't shit, we don't know our fathers, we need to be going to school, and I noticed I said need to be.
because I'm curious what y'all feel about this. Do y'all think it's laughing because of course everybody think he raped somebody, because it's like if I keep going to Walmart with Jerm, right, and every time we leave Walmart the damn thing go off
at some point, stole something.
I'm like, Jerm, you stealing something. If you look, maybe them, because now I think it's up to 16 now. It was 13 last time I read it, now it's 16. Here's 16 women that came for it, including Janice Dickinson, who's a famous model, who's on America's Top Model. Everybody got a girlfriend, America's Top Model. But it's weird to me because, have you seen the interviews?
No, I just keep seeing the screenshots and they get worse and worse. And I don't want to hear that face saying anything about rape. It seems creepy.
Yeah. Jerm.
Yo.
So, okay, so I'm taking a toke.
So,
right.
Yeah, so.
Slander.
Both of y'all mad, right?
Uh huh.
And now on MP, he got interviewed one on NPR and then one by the Associated Press. They asked him about his rape allegations. How would y'all, if your wife's sitting right there, they asked you about rape allegations. How would you answer that question?
And I'm Bill Cosby?
Yes. You saw Bill Cosby, whatever.
So if I'm Bill Cosby and I'm 77 and you asking me about a rape case from when I was 57.
In front of your wife?
In front of my wife. Fuck you. I'm giving you the Mike Tyson. You're a piece of shit. I thought you was cool, but you're a piece of shit. Fuck you. Oh, we're doing a live show, Mike. Yeah, fuck you. You ain't gonna do shit about it. And I'm out. And I'm out. I'm 77, bruh.
Yeah.
You bringing up shit from 30 years ago? Nah. I don't want to hear what you're saying right now.
But it is rape, though. So
it is rape.
Okay. So you telling me it's rape if I say, hey, I know Steven Spielberg, he's a friend of mine, and I see you an actress, and, you know, if you let me hit, you know, I give him your phone number, you know, and then, you know, and then, oh, I ain't see Steven, but I do know, you know, slime ball, yes, rapist, no. Come on.
Hold on, whoa, you know it's deeper than that. First of all, So he has all these women who came out. He has the same kind of MO. All of them said that they was drugged and they woke up in pain and butt naked, either with a shirt on, but no draws.
Sounds like a method.
But over years, though, come on, like, who keeps coming back to a rapist?
Well, you say, hey, y'all saw what Don Lemon said? Is it Lyman or Lemon?
It's Lemon.
I would say Lyman. Anyway, you saw when they was talking, when he interviewed one of the women, and she said, Bill Cosby finna have sex with her. She was like, well, don't have sex with me because I got an infection. You'll give it to your wife. So he was like, just hook me up orally.
And Bill Cosby was a real nigga for me.
And Don Lemon said, can I ask you a question? And then first of all, I'm surprised. He might get fired for this. He's like, can I ask you a question? She's like, yeah. He was like, why would you have sex? Why would you have oral sex with him? Like, it's hard to get forcefully have oral sex. And she was like, what do you mean? He was like, teeth. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you don't have to get oral sex. You don't want to. She was like, I was kind of stoned, and I wish I would have thought of it then. And, you know, of course, a lot of people say, you know, he's blaming the victim. Mm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had a point there. I wouldn't have said it. But he had a point there.
Yeah, he's trying to get fired. Can't be blaming, you know, she got raped. You can't be blaming him like that. Why do we care, though?
Like, if we're not raped.
But we didn't convict him, so we didn't care enough then. So what's the point now? What are we doing?
Oh, man. Ultimately, what is our goal? Limitations on rape, man.
Are we going to convict him, or are we just going to keep taking his shows off TV? The Cosby Show was never going to come off TV, ever, in life.
True.
A Different World is never going to come off centric, ever, in life.
Yeah.
I like how he switched that up, said centric.
Right, because that's the only place I know showing a different world.
I was about to say, whoa, sorry, slow down, man. You about to say...
Don't Different World come on MTV too?
Hell no.
No, it's Martin in Different World, MTV too, like all the time, right?
Nah, I don't think it come on Martin on MTV too. They got Martin and they got Jamie Foxx show and Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
So, what are we doing? Like, are we just dragging this shit out because we're trying to act like we give a shit about women nowadays? Is that what we're doing? Or is there actually a goal at the end of this?
Whoa, sorry, I just said something. I mean, I guess because we're starting to care more about women and kids now. I mean, you see AP suspended for the year. I mean, for whooping his kids. And, you know, everybody's under fire. Dwight Howard's for whooping his kids. And, you know, you pushing women now, you're in trouble. So, I mean, things are, you know, yeah, the tides have turned. So, yeah, it's a no tolerance on abuse towards women and kids now. Man. So, our niggas need to stop putting your hands on these people, man.
I mean, it does kind of feel like, I mean, it's kind of scandalous because, you know, it's America's dad. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I would never believe this. You would say, hey, man, Bill Cosby. I would say, man, quit playing. When Cosby Show was on, I probably would have fought you. I probably would have swung at you a little bit. What? Swing. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I think that's why it's so high.
I've even seen women say that they're trying to tear down one of our icons.
Yes.
If Bill Cosby is taking the pussy, and he got Bill Cosby is taking the pussy, then this is not slander of an icon. He's a fucking felon.
Yeah. So,
like, he's not above it. Now, when he was talking shit about our black men and our black families, nobody was saying shit. But now that he's got some negative press on him, then we're like, oh, y'all fucking up. You can't do that about Bill Cosby. No, it sounds like Bill Cosby fucked up.
Yeah. And shout out to Black Dynamite for being the first show to have that shit on.
How did they time that?
I don't know. Hey, they showed him running away and he dropped Jell-O pudding and like rape drug.
Nigga, look here. That was the funniest episode. That is the only episode I still have on my DVR. That is the funniest shit.
Hey, the last thing the Boone I posted being there with Black Dynamite is right now.
And they killing that shit. It's fucking hilarious. Brickleberry is taking the opposite turn though, but that's
I watched like three episodes. I was like, I'm not watching this shit no more.
It's getting worse.
Okay.
It's worse than Tasha's stand up. It's really bad.
I'm a kid, so you know, I watch any cartoon over and over again.
Yeah, they pushing the line. They actually had cartoon sex on the last episode.
Wow. Hold on. So, Jerm, you still don't watch Black Dynamite?
No, haven't watched it.
Okay.
You haven't seen, like, the movie or the cartoon?
No.
Damn.
What's wrong, Jerm?
Nothing. I just haven't seen it. I mean, is it required? Is it one of those shows? I mean,
pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's yeah.
My taste on it.
I put it in my queue then. How about that?
Eric Badu's on it.
Yeah.
And the music is done by, you remember Zoe and Tay does the 80s or 90s? Mm-hmm. Zoe does most of the music.
Okay, well, I'll check it out then.
I think he may have put up some soundtracks too. He put up the long form soundtrack songs. You know, the songs on the show is like 20 seconds long, 30 seconds long. He put up like the 4-minute version of like Fonte just acting like he's Bob Marley, or it's pretty good.
Oh, was that Fonte doing Bob Marley?
No, that wasn't Fonte, but I think Fonte did the singing Bob Marley part. You know what I'm saying? Like the song they played in the background of Bob Marley, but I don't think it was Bob Marley though.
This shit was hilarious. God damn it, man. What else? We haven't had B-Eazy on here. Before we wrap up the show, I got to know, what topics have we not covered that were in our contracts that we should?
I was saying, Michael Phelps' alleged girlfriend came by and said she was born a man.
Come on, dude. What?
It's too low.
Wait, what?
Michael Phelps, he got pulled over DUI not too long ago.
Yeah.
In the car was a woman. Supposedly this woman, Taylor Chandler, who looks like a man. I'm no disrespect to anybody. I say, oh, that's a guy. But she was born a man, and she said, they met on Tinder.
Oh,
they had sex watching football. And she's 40, and she's 41, which I'm more upset about that than anything.
Why?
I'm just saying, you 41, I'm more upset about anything. And I got the question I want to ask y'all. I know both of y'all have been married for, I think, sorry, 20 years and Jerm 30 years. I don't know.
At least 70 years combined.
If y'all, when y'all was single, if y'all dated a girl and she came in and told y'all she was a man, what would you do?
Punch her in the face.
I think I'm doing a couple years in jail.
Oh shit!
Some domestic violence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
because when you tell me, "Oh, you are a man," okay, boom.
And you I wouldn't even give her a chance to prove it. Just the allegation be enough to catch an elbow in the mouth.
I mean, especially if I didn't kiss you or we didn't. Oh man, come on.
Can I say something though? I'm putting some of the blame on him.
You don't care, man. Come on, man. No disrespect to our white clientele, man, but you know how they get down, man. They understand.
Oh, come on, man.
You know they understand it, man. They would like, man, come on.
I know this white guy I know. He told me a story. I haven't talked to him in years, but he told me this story about he got head from a transvestite, and he didn't know it. And he laughed about it. He was like, really? Kind of my fault more than a hug, because he was trying to hit, and she just set him down. He started giving him head, and he tried to reach down there, and she kept stopping it. And then, after it got done, he said, I guess he just wanted to see some bush or something. And it was a dick, and he just said, man, he just told her to leave. It was it.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. And he told this story?
Yes.
Yo,
I'm gonna say that. He gonna say, "Come on," and then he gonna tell you, "Like, come on."
I think he was just trying to touch your dick. That motherfucker trying to set you up. He was trying to see how opposed to the idea you were.
Nah, he got a girlfriend and everything.
That don't mean shit, apparently.
Well, like I said,
in this situation, okay, hypothetically speaking, fellas, this happens to you. Let's say, for instance, that situation happens to you. What do you do? What's your next step? You just got your dick sucked by a dude. What the fuck? What happens?
And then he said it wasn't bad. So what?
Stop. TMI. I have heard that dudes get better blowjobs than girls because of the stronger jaws.
Just because
stronger jaws is what I heard, but I'm not willing to find out.
Just because of this topic, this is the worst episode.
Oh my god!
Yes,
this is what happens when we have BZ on the show.
Yes, man. We start talking about but let's switch gears, man. Let's take it down south to New Orleans. The Saints fan, man. Did you see this all right, man? That the Saints Bengals game. The old man that Jermaine Gresham scores a touchdown. He sees a lady in a AJ Green Cincinnati Bengals jersey. So he goes over to give her the football, but instead of giving it to her, he tosses it. Now, in mid toss, a Saints fan, an older black man,
He intercepts this ball like Deion Sanders. He grabs his fucking ball and he kind of boxes the lady out like fucking Ben Wallace. Like he threw an elbow on her. Yep. You know what I'm saying? He grabbed that ball and he kept it. Now people were like, come on, man. You know, obviously Jermaine Gresham plays for the Bengals. He was giving the ball to the Bengal fan, but the old man, he got it. He gave her the ball back. Yeah, she was sitting there begging, pleading. You know, then it was like a, you know, whole situation about the man being the bad guy. But the NFL gave her another football, and Jermaine Gresham promised to do something for her. Now, my question for you, Saul Wright, was the man in the right or the wrong in this situation?
So this is a Saints fan that is a season ticket holder, correct?
Yes, he was in his seat. Look, he was in his seat. She was not in hers.
So not only that, this is at that dome. At the Silver
in New Orleans, yes.
And the Bengals were winning and won the game. Just want to put that out there, too.
I don't care about that shit. Okay. The atrocities that happened in that dome in Katrina that he may have been there for, and being a season ticket holder, they should have gave him 3-4 football. She shouldn't have had shit to say about that football. And it was an old man. You can't argue with old people, dog. Hey, you know what? I lost that one to the game. That's just how that goes.
No. If you look at that guy's face, you knew he wasn't giving that football up.
Absolutely. The way he threw the bowls like it was a center. He was like, no, bitch.
He's like, fuck out of here.
He probably ain't moved that fast all year. So, yeah, I'm with him. Props to him.
And then he said he gave it to the ball to his 8-year-old grandson. He was like, I gave the ball to my grandson. He was like, this, you know. In which I get it. Like, I mean, come on, man.
Come on, not black father, not everybody knowing his grandson. Come on, that's
true. Not everybody can get a football from a football from an NFL game, man.
I would have kept this shit too. She should be all right.
I don't like the way they're making him like the bad guy, man. I understand it was a black man, white woman,
it's the end of the story.
Yeah. They got her on TV, you know, they like, whoa, I had a guy dead, you know, I mean, she's doing interview after interview and you know, this guy, he's the bad guy, man. He's just like, you know, oh, man. They call him douchebag and, oh, he's an asshole for this. Man, I've seen them call this man all kind of names, man. I'm just like, come on, man. Like,
you can't do that to old people, man.
Even Wilbon, what Wilbon said, if his dad if him and his dad was at the game, they would approach him and made him give the ball up. Like,
Wilbon that tucks in his jersey?
Yes.
Wilbon that tucks in his jersey.
Nah, he would have did shit.
So him and his dad would have went up on the dude, and they would have made the man get the ball up. For real, well, like
that's why Wilbon that's on TV.
Hey, first of all, that man wouldn't gave him shit.
Right, y'all still would y'all the ball.
Take it, nigga. He would have taken it then, goddamn.
Got shame.
His New Orleans accent.
You want to take your ball in his hand, bro, but get the ball back. And I can't see a TV personality muscling in on somebody like he got some pull. Hey, give that ball to that white lady. Get the fuck out of here,
man. And then, Wilbon, why you got to have all them people with you? Why you can't do it by yourself? It's an old man, bro. Like, what you mean? Like, it take all y'all to...
He can't get TK to do shit on the show. You definitely going to get some strange black man to give up a football at a football game. It's not going to work. That's some bullshit, man.
Best comment I saw, they said the man grabbed it like it was reparations, man.
God damn, he did. That ball went up and He scooped that shit up. Was like, get the fuck out of here, bitch.
Like, you ain't
no chance. Yes. She didn't touch no parts of the ball. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I did have one other topic before we wrap this shit up.
Okay.
We talked about this a while ago. This may have been episode 120 or somewhere in there. Your boy Terry Turnage. That's the dude in Memphis, Tennessee with 25 different kids.
Okay.
The worst, what was he, the worst offender in America or some shit like that?
At one point,
he's got 3 more kids.
Amazing.
He's got 3 more kids.
Hold up. They ain't take your bitch, is it?
Oh, yeah. That's Mr. Take Your Bitch, Mr. TYB. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's splashing all over Tennessee.
Sorry.
He's got 2 more kids. 3 more kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2 latest baby mamas showed up at the parking. They don't know the middle baby mama. He got 3 new 2-year-olds.
He's on an interview?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, fuck them because... He threw a party at a club that he owns, but under his brother's name, and they was like, and then the ladies like, and they was like, we went to the party. They were like, why you go to the party? To have fun. What the fuck?
Right. This nigga is, think about this. This man is late on your child support, and he got a $250 bottle of champagne in your face. And then when you call him and say, ain't you supposed to be down here, he hang up. Yeah. That nigga didn't even know her name. He fucking so many bitches, he had no idea who that was.
Who it is? Who it is?
Look, in the words of the big dog Jesus, got to hear both sides. Maybe he was getting bad reception in the area, and the call just dropped.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? He repeated the name, though. She said Paula. He like, Paula? Paula.
Yeah, maybe bad service. Like, all right, what's your name? And then the call just dropped.
And then she said, ain't you supposed to be down here? Ain't supposed to be down where? At the courthouse. At the courthouse for what? You know what you're supposed to be down here for. Click.
Click.
Call drop.
Yeah, the call drop when he pressed end on that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. It said he hung up right here.
Right.
Don't say lost call. It said hang up.
He just hung up. God damn.
Look, though, and I say it all the time. The two girls who I guess cool with a motherfucker now.
Right, they're friends. I mean, they gotta be friends. We got brothers.
Yeah, said they didn't know that he had that many kids. Bullshit.
Yeah,
and I say this all the time. Why do you go put child support on him if you know you're 25, if you're 26, 27, 28? Why are you going to put child support? Because he's not gonna give you shit.
That's when they found out. She said when she called in, and she said the baby daddy name was Turnage. They said, oh, he's a legend. You're 25, and she was like, what? And the other chick called in, she's like, you 26 or 27, because there's one in between that they don't even. It's what you're supposed to do. I mean, if this was a regular motherfucker, it'd be something else. But apparently this nigga has all of his businesses plastered with TYB that stands for take your bitch.
I mean, so far he's true, I guess. I can't say he won't.
Well, he's not keeping them. Does that count? Like, he's just taking your bitch for the night.
Oh, no, he's going to give it back.
He's gonna come back with some baggage.
Yeah, he's gonna give it back. And matter of fact, you might be raising
birth and stretch marks.
Here you go. You can have it back,
Mr. Borrow your bitch or Mr. Ruin your bitch. Either way,
Mr. Ruin your bitch.
This shit is over, dog. Hey, man, don't go to Tennessee.
You know, when I saw that, it's like I always say, y'all niggas embarrass me a lot. But after that embarrassment, you have to, like, you know what? I'm embarrassed. Then it's like you go through the embarrassment. You say, you know what? This is just unbelievable. I mean, you have to kind of applaud him after a while because he had a game plan. He stuck to it. I'm not using condoms.
I just doubted that motherfucker got shit.
My pull-out game is weak, by the way. The weakest pull-out game in America.
Pull-out game is definitely weak.
By far the weakest pull-out game in America.
He's like, that nigga ain't even trying. Like, he probably not even having sex with these. He's probably just busting nuts in them, like, real quick. He probably jack off until they show up and they be like, I'm out.
Okay. This side note. Once again, I know y'all mad, but y'all niggas though. Okay, talking to young niggas out here. Niggas ain't using condoms no more like I thought they would. I thought. See, one time I went for like 2 years, no unprotected sex. Wow. Right. But then I talk to niggas who get young niggas getting pussy, and they be like, "Oh, now I use shit." Like, what's up? Like, bitches let you put it. Okay, yeah.
They eradicated all that shit, man. No such thing as AIDS no more, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nobody.
Nigga, look.
That was that 90s shit, man. Nobody care about HIV and AIDS, man.
I'm trying to find some wood real fast because you're not finna say that shit to me, nigga. I'm still out in the streets, nigga.
Listen, man. There's no such thing as that shit. That shit's gone, man. That was just to scare you up. In the 90s, nobody gets HIV/AIDS no more. You don't see no new cases of that shit, man. Nobody.
Will incriminate myself, even though Saul Wright is a young, responsible young man.
Of course.
The women that I dated, there were several times that I could have got some raw ass. Like, they would just like get it in. I'm like, hold up, let me get a condom, you nasty. I went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
I went ahead and did it, but people don't care.
Yeah, people don't care. Yeah, it is weird when you like y'all getting ready to start, and she put on your pants. You be like, so.
Yeah, like wait a minute.
What's gonna happen? Like, I'm just gonna go in, or like, I ain't got no condom. Every time I ain't got no condom, so what we gonna do?
Nah, my mom. Come on. Nurse. I always had condoms.
Yeah, it's been some time.
But it was just weird that you know women was down for the carpet burn without protection, like. Like, okay, let's go. And maybe that's because they thought I was one of them, you know, safe niggas. You know, I'm fat, didn't have a lot of kids. Shit. So they thought I was safe. You know, I can't catch nothing from this dude. Mm-mm. But they're a little too willing, man. That's all I'm saying.
I know. Every time I have unprotected sex, at least 3 days later, I'm worried about it.
But then you keep doing it.
Well, no, I told you. I don't, I'm not. I most times use a condom. Now lately, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's mostly like 3 strokes and then put the condom on.
And then what? You're done at 5.
I got 3 strokes with condom off, 2 strokes with condom on.
Right.
We're watching TV. Like,
3 strokes, pre-cum, I'm out.
It is stupid though, because you know sometimes it's oral sex involved, and my mind like whatever she got, I just done you got it, or got whatever it. I got, she got it. So just it's weird. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was you about to say, Jern?
Oh, nothing.
Go, come on.
Oh man, you know you're not gonna get another episode to like episode 230. So
look, I can't remember anyway, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nah,
why are you having memory issues, Jern?
Cause Jerm put my business in the street, boy.
Let's just clear this up, people. I got blamed for Beezy getting caught up in the streets, and he said, "I think it's something you said on the Frocast." Really, really?
He said, okay, let's say I'm fucking a girl who's 30.
I'm not supposed to say notice.
No. Let's say I'm fucking a girl who's 32, right? If you come and say, "Hey, B's fucking girl 22, she knows she's not 32. She knows 32-year-old knows she's not 22.
Yeah. That's true. Valid point.
So, and she's like, "So I heard you little forecast."
But look. How do Jerm know he's still fucking a 32-year-old? Jerm don't know nothing about that. I'm sorry. My bad.
I know when some nigga, they tell me I'm on speakerphone soon as I get off the phone. So, be your speakerphone. They just letting you know. You know what I'm saying? So, I think you need to just let niggas know, hey, you know, just in case, I'm not going to say, you know, anything. But it's okay. It wasn't worth it anyway. Bitch that who was mad, fuck her. If you listen to the Frocast, fuck you.
Wow. So, why would she listen to the Frocast when she know you're not on it?
Just stalking.
She's a fan.
You still fucking groupies, Beezy?
I just know if I say something on Twitter, I hear about it. If I say something on and Jerm has a history of getting me fucked up with crazy bitches. I'm saying bitches. I'm not gonna say. I'm sorry for saying bitches, but Jerm has a history of getting me caught up with crazy women.
can we get a little scenario, a little example of this?
Oh, Jerm will argue with a girlfriend or a girl I'm fucking. And then, like, he'll just fuck me up. Oh, yeah, B, do this shit, too, or B. And then I come in, she mad. Like, what you mad for? Talk to Jerm today. The fuck y'all talk about?
Jerm, why would you do that?
He said, yo, fuck fat ass bitches. With fat asses and big titties. I ain't got that, so why you fucking me? I didn't say that. Jerm said that. And don't talk to
him. Why does she care?
Because, I don't know. Jerm mind tricks, nigga. Jedi mind tricks, nigga.
Are you fucking okay, bitches with low self-esteem?
That's the only exactly. bitch I fuck.
He loves the low hanging fruit. That's why I say this.
He loves it.
The man want the apple that's one day away from a worm being in that motherfucker. He don't want the nice shiny fucking Granny Smith. He want that rotten ass Macintosh, man, with the fucking all is soft with a soft spot on. He's like, yes.
Fine. Damn. I'm getting old, I need half the apple. My teeth is not as strong as it used to be.
I know you had that one episode, like that period where you only wanted to fuck fat white girls. Did that ever happen?
No, I said I was gonna fuck fat word because I feel they would help me out more in my life.
So, after all of this slander about your dating life, how are you gonna hook up with Tracy May?
Look, man, I'm gonna say this right here, Tracy May.
You can't hold the pass against him. There's no slut shame in the 2000s.
No, I'm asking for his strategy. I'm trying to figure this out. I want to help my boy out. You know what I'm saying?
Tracy May is a gorgeous woman. And I'm going to say this, Tracy May, if you hear me, if you hear this, listen closely. First of all, pull up to the whatever earphone, car. If Tracy May, if me and you was in the same city, you would be my girlfriend. You know it. I know it. That's all there is to it. The only thing that's stopping me and Tracy May from hooking up is that, look, Tracy May need to see. If I see Tracy May and talk to Tracy May, it's over with.
So why don't you just go up there and see her?
You can't pop up. First, that's stalkerish, by the way. You can't just pop up on somebody like that, man.
This is when it's been a stalker been against your MO. What are we talking about here?
Anyway.
Is that beneath you?
I mean, look, I'm also lazy, too. Let me put it out there, first of all.
That's true. I mean, it has 120 episodes since you were on the Frocast.
So. Hey, everybody can't go to Vegas. And where you finna go right now?
Whoa, whoa. Hey, allegedly.
I've seen the face of the Instagram picture, sir. I've seen the picture, sir. Balling. How much are we paying Saul? What the fuck?
Like, whoa, let me check this W-2 out right here.
I can't go to Vegas. How are you going to Vegas?
Yeah, what the fuck?
When I got the new job and I got my first check, and it was only for 1 week, and it was more than my other job for 2 weeks, I said, they gotta come up. I done finally made it, man.
And it came up with math, like, by the way.
I finally came up. Shit. I want to give you a chance before we do our wrap-ups to introduce the new people, since me and Germ and GQ aren't able.
It's called the whole thing. If you've been, well, you probably don't know. A lot of people don't know. It's called Get Team Old Nigga Out the Paint.
Shit.
That's what it's called. Operation Get Team Old Nigga Out the Fucking Paint. That's the full name in my WordPress document. And the whole thing is we're going to get a lot of new guys in, young guys, because I think everybody like average age. Guys. Huh?
Do you like young guys now? I mean, that's a new thing.
Whatever. Pause. I think the average age between all of us is like 46. So I think that
speak for yourself.
So I think that
I'm at least 66 today.
So I think that, you know, it's good to get new blood in it. Leading the pack is Blaskiat Jordan. He's been doing good work. He has a great style. He's on Twitter heavy. Every time he does anything, it does numbers. I said, because sadly enough, in 2014, website is 20% writing, 80% promotion. Sadly enough, that's what it is right now.
Gotcha.
So it's him. I'm going to name people that wrote something, because we got like a lot of people coming by. I'm going to name people who actually wrote something. Omar, he wrote the Are We in the Golden Age of Hip Hop?
And then he left.
Yeah, I ran him off. Young Clobes, he wrote the Bobby Smurder the other day. I liked it. He's very good.
That was a review?
Yes.
How did he do? I didn't read it because there's no reason for me to check for Bobby Smurder. It's outside of my age bracket, but what was the score?
Well, it was really easy because it's five songs. It's EP five songs, you know, and one out of five, you know, like, so he liked two songs. Hot Nigga and another song, and he gave it 2 out of 5.
Okay, a star song.
And Keyson Brown, he wrote the Keyson. Not this. Yeah,
Keyon.
It's I don't know what you're talking about. It's in the profile and in the thing. It says K-E-S-O-N. Keyson Brown. He wrote the shit. He wrote the Logic review.
Okay, that we still ain't listened to.
Yeah, I've listened to half of it. I don't know if I like Logic. Some people saying it's like Good Kid, Mad City. Them people should go to hell because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. but yeah, we got other people too. But I just named people who we got like 3 or 4 other people who's coming aboard. And of course, you know, if you want to write for Nappy Afro, get paid very little.
Nothing is basically.
Yeah, you go. Shit. Yeah, you go to nappyafro.com, click the contact. Or the write for us thing and holler at us though.
Are we doing albums of the year and we doing awards this year?
Of course, woo! Man. Woo! Yes, we might do a live show. We might do a Frocast. Might be the award show.
I don't know. I'm tired. That shit takes a lot out of me every year. I mean, it takes a lot of all of us.
If we just do the award show, we do it like a Frocast. Then it won't be nothing to post. You just have to listen to it.
They probably get our most views all year, though. That's probably like the 1 week when we popping.
Nah, man. Fuck that. Man. We popping 51 weeks out the year. We ain't just hot one. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Yeah. The jig is up. The Nappy Afro is on its way down. This shit's over. This shit's
speak
over.
Speak for yourself, it's all right.
I heard that you've been talking to two dope boys. You on your way out, too.
Nah, man, they won't have me over there, man.
Hold on.
Talking to Deezus Samero, I heard about that shit too. You're on your way out the door. Germans, you know what I'm saying? He about to break out.
So let me say this out loud. This is live podcasting.
You're about to get
I see that Nappy Afro.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own Twitter. So right. You have your own Twitter.
Yeah.
GQ has it on Twitter.
Sure.
Okay. So this says, if me and Trace May lived in the same city, she would be my girlfriend. You know, Carter Zoo said that for CAG 137. Mm-hmm. So,
wow. Live on the air. This shit don't get no better than this.
Okay, talk out, sir. Okay. So, love you, Jern.
So someone tweeted out the comments that you said shortly after telling the story about you getting in trouble about stuff that's said on the show and tagged you in it on Twitter. All right.
I love you, Jern.
We need to go ahead and give our shout outs real quick so we can end the show. I think someone's going to get murdered. King Jern.
Shout outs. My winner's a loser, man. My loser this week, man. University of Florida, man. Lost a coach, man. Coach Muschamp, man, he's on his way out. Don't know who the next coach is going to be. But
I didn't like that nigga anyway.
Mm-hmm. I did, man. I mean, you know, he just was a defensive-minded coach. And, I mean, you know, defensive-minded coach don't really care about the offense. So, and that's what happened. So, you know, so winner this week, I'm going to go with we don't have a winner, man. Things are just not good, man. I mean, yeah, no winners this week for me, man.
Damn. Be easy. Do us the honors, please, sir.
Yeah, win this week. The new Nappy Alpha Riders. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the tribe. The loser this week is me.
Wow.
Because I continuously see women who I hate on the internet, but I want to fuck the shit out of them.
Now, that's a problem.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, Drea Michelle. It's a lot of women I just don't like, but I would fuck the shit out of.
Would it be a hate fuck? Like, would you be trying to break their back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, you know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to go into detail about what I'm going
to
say.
You're about to enter Bill Cosby territory. I had to talk real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Winners and losers. Usher's my winner this week. Usher is dating Maya.
No!
Can we call her a singer? The singer.
No, this is breaking news.
Hey, man, the pictures are out. They went to a, you know, red carpet event together with the thighs all out. Usher's my winner this week. Even if they're not dating, even if that's just his fucking friend, you went down the red carpet with Maya, my nigga.
But I thought that was like
how
back
many
in
the niggas and went down on the carpet on Maya, though? A lot,
that's true. That's another girl who I don't like, but I'll fuck the shit out of, by the way.
She got some miles on us, all right. The Honda got some miles on it, man.
Well, shit, let me know the resale value because I'm buying.
I'll take all the miles.
Exactly. I'm buying. My loser this week is Kevin Love. Mm. Kevin Love, you were supposed to be the other savior for Cleveland. My nigga, you got there and you can't even get a shot off in the fourth quarter. And now you're getting frustrated. Bosh told you what it was going to be like, bruh. You're going to have to just take them shots. There's no way that you're 6'11 and trying to fight for a shot. You need to just take the ball and get your shot in.
So hold on. So you tell who a LeBron fan on this call, because none of that shit has nothing to do with LeBron, though.
Oh, no. LeBron is going to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, in the fourth quarter, if there's any quarter where you should be able to get a shot off with LeBron as your teammate, it's the fourth.
Yeah.
And he didn't even get that done. So I'm just saying, Kevin Love, you're the loser this week, bro. You got to get it together, man. We got any shout outs? Nobody got any shout outs? Be easy, you want to tell them where to find us on social media since we ain't got no shout outs?
Hold up. You got a shout out, Jeremy? Even say something.
Oh, man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to, you know, everybody fuck with us. You know what the deal, man.
GQ Blue. Duh.
GQ Blue.
H2O coming back from retirement. Hopefully.
Your money.
Be easy, man. We got you on the episode. You going to be on the Fro Horseman tomorrow?
I'll be around. No, I'll be working tomorrow. So I will be actually working tomorrow. So nah. Tumblr, Nappy Alpha on Tumblr. We had 8,000 followers, surprisingly. Wow.
Twitter.
Nappy Alpha on Pinterest. On Twitter, yeah, Twitter. Nappy Alpha on Pinterest. We're doing good on there for some reason. Also, that's all we got.
Just page.
I don't know, but hey, a lot of people. We got a gym board with all the gifs. We got a certified banger board that has like 1,000 followers on it. And we got the Admiral View board that has like 3 followers on it. So you know what people like.
Right. we're slowly going to turn it to a Pornhub site.
Hey, I've been trying to get money at this point. I'm the rapper who's rapping for money. Like, I don't like, listen, I don't like the songs I be rapping. I don't like the, like the videos.
You're 2 Chainz.
I'm 2 Chainz. They're like, hey, man, you do this on Taylor Swift? Fuck yeah.
You're the Steve Nash of the music industry right now. Just getting money. I get it. I'm not mad at that. We out of here, man. This is episode 137 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Fuck You, sitting in with King Germ, and surprisingly, Be Easy. We will holler at y'all next time on episode 138. That'll happen, I don't know, after Thanksgiving, sometime in the new year, 2015, whenever the fuck it happens. You'll be here. We'll holler at you. Peace.
I think I talked too much on that one, man.
Hey, man, we're glad to have you come back, man.
Jesus Christ, there's a lot of talking. I just realized that. Germ couldn't get hit. I felt like Germ was the Kevin Love.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.